You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Good morning, Natural Ange.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm all inspired. I've been at a Fit Genes genetic profile weekend, and it's just been the most fantastic thing. And it's all about the genes they've chosen to select to see what you can do about improving your health, given what your mum and dad have dealt you.
Right.
Yeah, because it's true, you can't change your genes, but you can affect their expression and influence the right nutritional, exercise and lifestyle choices. And it was great. There's sort of like doctors, dietitians, nutritionists and naturopaths all in the room, and it's just like everyone's very excited about it because it's what you can do.
So how do they find out what you have in your genes that's going to affect your health that may have come from your parents? Like, how do they go about that to begin with?
So you take a swab of your cheek, like 30 yeah. seconds on both sides, and then you send it off to the laboratory, and then it comes back with this big report, and you've got green dots and orange dots and red dots, and the red and orange are not so favourable, and these are the ones you have to work with to promote them not expressing themselves as much, like interleukin 6 and CRP, which you can tell in 12 weeks if you adopt what they recommend from your report. All those inflammatory markers come down in your blood tests.
Right.
And that includes thought and mindfulness and things like that as well. And the right kind of exercise for you, because some people are like burning at the gym and not losing anything, and it's usually adrenally based or inflammation based, where we've got to get the inflammation down and then the body will let go of some weight, you know. So sometimes they say actually just take a 30 minute walk and eat the Mediterranean diet, but more than that, there's sort of fish oil and vitamin D and other good things to implement. It depends on the person, you need to sort of get a report to know specifically. But it's really exciting because inflammation and free radical damage, and it's been known in science for ages, and I've seen it for years, and it underpins all degenerative disease, so it's atherosclerosis, diabetes, heart disease, dementia, all those things.
Why inflammation?
Yeah. And also mood as well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, coffee, stress, alcohol, tobacco smoke, electromagnetic fields, bad plastics, pesticides, they all promote more inflammation, raising an interleukin 6. Even lack of sleep will raise your interleukin 6.
Right.
Yeah, so it's highly scientific, and this is, you know, when people are going, gee, mum's got Alzheimer's and we've got a few heart attacks in the family and I just really want to do something about this, you know, you can do something about it. You know, like
yeah.
you can, you know, especially I sort of say to people, look, if you're in your 30s and 40s and you're feeling inflamed, or you feel like things are sort of slipping a bit, like you're feeling average, or you get joint pain or foggy headed, or you're starting to get age spots and skin tags and funny things like that, this is early signs that you need to be doing something about inflammation and oxidative damage.
Okay.
And the more we can do about it, you're setting yourself up for better health down the track. They showed this amazing documentary from YouTube. I'll have to look it up. But it had how do you want to spend the last 10 years of your life? And it was a double slide, and one side was sort of enjoying the grandchildren and that sort of thing, and then on the other side concurrently going was someone holding a cup up to your mouth in a nursing home and you're having to drink from it, and you know, and it's just like, oh, I definitely want the left-hand side. You know.
And so doing these kinds of things are going to benefit you because you'll be able to know what your body's going to be.
It totally gives you a roadmap.
Cool.
You know, like, okay. And I've noticed it. I did the test about a year ago, and I used to get migraines, and I found that if I ate more of the cabbage family and lots of it, like Asian slaws and broccoli and things like that and ground linseed, I didn't get a migraine. And this is every month kind of thing. And I went up to another garden which had sort of lettuce, courgette, tomatoes, that sort of thing, got the migraine back.
Wow.
So you can actually, by making accurate food choices, which I did from a DNA, I can offset those migraines.
So if people want to have access to taking this test, how do they go about it?
I'd just contact me and book in and I'll get a test organised for you.
So they can get a test through you?
Yes.
Cool.
Absolutely. That's what I spent
fantastic.
The whole weekend doing. You know, and it's got really good prep wear on and backup support, so you get a good report and you get you know, concrete advice of like, okay, this is what you need to do, you know, like, don't waste your time taking those supplements because actually you should be firing at this one, you know.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I actually had a question to ask you. I've been looking for a probiotic.
Right.
And first of all, I was wondering what are some good probiotics to purchase.
Right.
But also another thing that's always a bit daunting is how expensive probiotics can be. Are there any probiotics that you or that people can have access to that aren't necessarily just going to clean them of their pocket money, I suppose?
Yeah, I know what you mean because, you know, some of them are around late $60, $70,
yeah,
aren't they?
I mean, I bought one yesterday. I think it was by, is it Inner Health?
Mm-hmm, that's a common one that's used,
and then, I mean, it was $37 around about. Which is fine. I mean, I'm okay with spending money if it's going to benefit my health. But are there other ways of accessing probiotics that aren't necessarily going to be as expensive?
Good question. And, you know, when a cold breaks out and things like that, half the scientists run for the probiotics, another half run for echinacea and vitamin C's and things like that. So they're a really profound thing that we've found. And there's 3 kilos in your gut of probiotics like that. That's how much bacteria. But, okay, so Inner Health Plus has got good studies on it and a lot of people find benefit from that.
Yeah.
Some of them, if you've got eczemas and inflammatory things, I'd go more multigen, which is one you'd get from a practitioner.
Okay.
Because that's a focuses on anti-inflammatory. There's other ones that focus on urogenital tract if you're prone to urinary infections and thrush. Mm. So I'd get Femex for that, but let me know because it's a practitioner range and I'm happy to supply it to you. But, but you know, you can be barking up the wrong tree. You could try Inner Health Plus for, you know, urinary tract infections, recurrent ones, and get nowhere. Because you need the other strains.
Yeah.
But to keep costs down, because I was talking when I was nursing, I was sort of talking to a gastroenterologist and he said, oh yeah, but Ange, it's just like your fingerprint. You know, once you stop them, you've paid $70 and you go back to your fingerprint. And I go, yeah, but your patients probably will go back to white buns. Whereas my patients go back to, you know, big salads, palm-sized protein. And you'll find your probiotic profile will alter as you go to the Mediterranean food pyramid, which is 80% veggies, palm-sized protein, you know, and a bit of whole grain.
Okay.
So, and with that, if you wanted to go, right, well, I want to sort of keep it a bit cheaper, what else can I do? Well, for the game, you can actually use raw garlic.
Right.
And raw garlic, have it with bread or rice because it can burn your stomach if you just have it raw. But that gets rid of all the bad probiotics and keeps the good.
Wow.
And then from there on, you go Mediterranean food pyramid and you have sour foods before meals like the apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
Then that brings up, or you can do pickles, pickled onions, salad first.
Sauerkraut is a good one as well.
Another one, yep. And all the cultures have done it in the past, you know.
Cool.
And this brings up the hydrochloric acid, kills off everything that, you know, like parasites and gut bugs and things, but it also makes a really clean digestion. And it's how we're meant to be, because on our tongues we've got sweet, salty, sour and bitter, and we don't do sour and bitter anymore. We sort of just grab a coffee and a bagel and run, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we've got to eat. It's just such a short, quick measure to do. Just because you put on the kettle, you do some apple cider vinegar.
Okay. I do like doing the apple cider vinegar as well. I quite like the taste, actually.
Yeah, I know. In the winter, it's like, oh, but do it, because you just feel, you feel the effects.
Cool.
You know, you feel better, you digest better, everything runs better, you pick up more vitamins and minerals out of your food because it breaks down properly. But for some people, it's been an absolute game changer, the apple cider vinegar.
Like
school teachers who, you know, keep getting sick, they just don't get it anymore. And the mother comes in a month later and goes, oh, no, she doesn't get sick anymore. She does the apple cider vinegar thing you told her to do. You know, and so, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did have a question about the genetic test. Somebody said, at what age would it be too late to do this test to get the best from it? Is there any age that when it would be just too late?
No, any age, you know, because you can get those inflammatory markers down by, and within 12 weeks you can see it. So if you're bringing back inflammation, you're helping your body to not progress. So to any age.
Any age.
Any age, yeah.
Perfect, cool.
Good.
Well, that's all we have today, Ange, but thank you so much for coming in. And if people want to get in contact with you, they can find you above Harvest Whole Foods.
That's right, Harvest Natural Health Centre.
At naturalange.com.
.com.
Cool.
Cool.
Thank you
Thanks
so much,
everyone.
Ange.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.